Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, there's been this call for the United Kingdom to end all its arms sales to Israel over the last few days, something I heartily concur with. Now, I know some people on principle were against the United Kingdom selling weapons to the State of Israel for decades. Some people support the Palestinian cause and so on. Now, Israel will say that any criticism of them is anti-Semitic. In fairness, some of Israel's critics are anti-Semitic. I'm definitely not. I'm an outspoken philo-Semite. So I recognize the magnificent, unparalleled contribution Jews have made to civilization in all spheres, from literature to biology to jurisprudence, theater, really you name it. And obviously no person should be mistreated on the basis of his or her faith, ethnicity, citizenship, and so forth. And yes, Jews have suffered very badly indeed down the centuries. We all know that in the early 1940s, about a third of them were annihilated by the National Socialist regime, which is obviously horrific. Anyway, so we don't want that to happen. But we can't exploit that to say, therefore, it's open season on Palestinians, and Palestinian civilians can be slaughtered willy-nilly, and nobody can ever raise their voices to speak up for the Palestinians, to defend human rights, to say we must obey international law. Because if you do say you're an anti-Semite, which is preposterous, okay? The murder of civilians is wrong. It doesn't matter who does it, and it doesn't matter who suffers it. Which nation is the perpetrator and which nation is the victim here? It's wrong when Hamas does it. It's wrong when the IDF does it. Hamas deliberately targeted Israeli civilians, as the IDF is as well, sometimes by shooting them, sometimes by depriving them of food, sometimes not actual starvation, it's malnutrition, but that could still kill you. There have been multiple examples of torture, some of them were recorded, and if this is what they're doing when they're filmed, knowing it's going to be shown, what on earth do they do when it's not being filmed? Desecrating mosques and graveyards, obviously destroying hospitals and clinics and so forth, deliberately targeting Palestinian police officers for guarding food convoys to ensure an equitable distribution of the aid and so forth, destroying the transport network to make the distribution of humanitarian aid impossible. So it really is horrendous. And this is carried out by the Netanyahu administration. Netanyahu's got an approval rate of 15%, who is detested by a majority of Israelis. And he's managed to string this war out for 6 months, perhaps to prolong his own premiership. Yes, he really is that vain. So by some estimates, over 30,000 Palestinian civilians killed. Now, 600 lawyers in the United Kingdom, mostly international lawyers and human rights lawyers, they wrote to His Majesty's government advising Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to suspend all arms sales to Israel, saying that this is in breach of international law, and saying, you know, look at the International Court of Justice judgment, and saying there's that prima facie case that genocide is being committed. We better stop now, otherwise we'll be complicit in this. Obviously they're right. Now, they know far more about international law than I do. I'm not a lawyer. And Rishi Sunak and the Foreign Secretary, Lord David Cameron, neither have ever studied law, so they ought to heed this advice. And there's some very distinct names amongst them. Philippa Kaufman, I've had the pleasure of speaking to her, but not as a client. And who else? Well, Lord Sumption, a quantum judge on the Supreme Court, and so on. And this is advice surely the government should heed. And obviously, the government's got its own barristers and solicitors who provided advice about things like that, and they're refusing to publish that, but it's been leaked in the public domain, and the Conservative government has not disputed the content of this, saying that these are breaches of international law. And there are no lawyers of note who argue back the other way. There's Suella Braverman, the former foreign secretary, who is a ferocious Zionist, even though she's not Jewish at all. That's another point, is the connection between Zionism and Judaism is actually tenuous, because most Zionists are not Jewish. They're Christian fundamentalists in the United States, and there are plenty of Jews who are not Zionists. But anyway, she says, oh, this is absolute nonsense. She's been to Israel and she's seen the footage of food aid being distributed. So she's taken a totally subjective and partisan source and simply assumed that absolutely everything she's shown is totally accurate and not at all misleading, which really is preposterous, rather than looking at more even-handed sources, a range of sources. This is what's called motivated reasoning. This is confirmation bias. When you seek out sources of information to reinforce the opinions that you already hold. So she's just bolstering her prejudices. You know, she's a very clever lady, but you wouldn't have thought that she's so cognitively limited. But I suppose she's made an immense emotional investment in this. So it'd be too much of a, what would it be, too much cognitive dissonance to cope with the idea, know that she's been wrong all these years, that horrific crime has been committed against the Palestinian people in Gaza, none of which is excusatory of what Hamas did. And of course, the hostages should be released unconditionally. So I know I'm a nobody. Why should anyone listen to me? But, you know, in the face of such a large scale massacre, what can I do but lift my voice, make my tiny contribution to trying to save all these Palestinian people? It is heartrending when you see these wailing Palestinian children pleading for food, when you see all those civilian corpses and so on, when you see like there's a child left and every single other member of the family has been killed, and it's going on and on and on every day. And like most people, I prefer to shrug my shoulders and think of something else. And obviously it really puts my problems into perspective when the train is cancelled or something like that. So surely stop this now. I know people are going to say that the United Kingdom sells only a tiny fraction of the armaments that the Israelis use, and that is true. So it'll have a minimal effect. But if it saves even one life, surely you should do it. What if it was your life was the one that was saved because the munitions or whatever weren't sold? And there's also there's a moral argument. You've got to do what little you can. That might influence others to cut off arms sales and things like that, and make the Israelis sit up and listen. And it already has having some effect what people are saying and doing. And the Israelis are pulling up somewhat out of Rafah, the last place that they hadn't fully occupied. And what Joe Biden has said has made Netanyahu change course. People in the Israeli establishment, military top brass, said, you know, you've gone so far, you've alienated our ally, been absolutely crucial to us to have the United States on our side for decades, certainly since the 60s. Because you know, in the United Nations, the United States is one of five permanent members of the UN Security Council, and they have wielded their veto more than any other UN Security Council permanent member, and they've wielded it in favor of Israel more than in favor of themselves. But there was that vote a month ago or so where they abstained. They let this resolution pass from the others calling for immediate ceasefire. The Chinese and the Russians were utterly cynical in having voted for a ceasefire and then voting against for a ceasefire. They want to string the thing out, despite thousands more Palestinian civilians going to be killed, just to discomfort the United States, just to distract from Russia's crimes in Ukraine and so forth. So, yeah, I would that there were justice for the Palestinians and they had a viable homeland at the illegal occupation of the West Bank end. And obviously there should be safety for Israel so that people can live there forever. Most of them Jews, about a quarter of them not Jews, and so on. And that there could be amity and peace between the two nations. However, it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. And I also deprecate the Muslim world, so much for the Ummah, where's the Islamic solidarity, and indeed Arab sororal and fraternal relations. Why are they not doing more? There's a little bit of humanitarian aid or allowing these refugees into their country. The United States is at least providing humanitarian aid. Even the United Kingdom is doing so now. And, you know, they needed 700 trucks of aid, of goods a day before the conflict, and now they're only getting 100. So you're going to get a seventh of the food and medicines you need. Anyway, it's ghastly. So, reminds me just how lucky I am to live in a country that's at peace. Thank you very much for watching my channel. So please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone, and toodaloo.